Today's sort of a mixed day. It's in one sense a happy day because it's a day of Srila Prabhupada's disappearance. On the other hand, Vaishnavas are never separated. So it becomes another utsava, another festival. Nonetheless, it's certainly a day when we should either way or mixed way concentrate on Prabhupada, and then we'll do that this evening, but aside from this evening, it's something that you should think about. I was just looking for Lila Mitas. It's always very important in relation to either Prabhupada's disappearance or Prabhupada's appearance, or really all the days in between, is that is the devotees who are successive generations of Prabhupada's followers, not his initiated disciples, but those who are his followers, that they really, really understand Prabhupada's teachings. And philosophy is one thing that's, in one sense, very general, more than just the philosophy, that Prabhupada's mood for spreading Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada's stand on issues of home management, social development, like when I found, because that's our duty, it's part of our duty. And if we're actually really going to have the same Krishna consciousness movement that Prabhupada had given us, we don't need to take anything else on board. Just need to develop the things that Prabhupada spoke about, wrote about, lectured about, counseled devotees, and really become like that. There's lots of room for what Prabhupada said. Prabhupada knew this, followers of Srila Prabhupada. Otherwise, there's always a likelihood, every likelihood, that the Krishna consciousness movement will go the way of other religious organizations, that they actually deviate from the intention of their founder, and then they end up becoming something else. And it's not something that one can just leave to, well, Prabhupada's followers, because they're leaving this world, and everyone's going to be leaving this world. So it's really the devotee's duty. I find myself repeating this a lot, particularly because it's a concern. Left, dozens of devotees, from hundreds of devotees to dozens of devotees. And whereas, you know, eventually some, if not many of those devotees returned, but the real question is why? Why would anyone leave Prabhupada's movement to follow the Guru? And that's one way of putting it. Or another is that why would we adopt other type of practices or lifestyle or teachings or philosophy other than that of Srila Prabhupada? So we shouldn't. And then that's one thing, obviously, that Prabhupada had given that instruction that devotees have to leave ISKCON. On the other, is that ISKCON's also got to be ISKCON. If ISKCON doesn't stay ISKCON, then you may not be leaving ISKCON. But even given such circumstances, Prabhupada had said, then you have to reform it. And you have to change it. And Prabhupada would make statements like that. He would talk about the GBC and says, and you're also an older devotee. Or he says, and the leaders. In other words, Prabhupada didn't just place the responsibility on some. That is everybody's responsibility. For instance, Srila Prabhupada was not a leader of Gaudiya Math. He was not sort of a prominent disciple of Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur. But ultimately, he made the Gaudiya Math into, he at least reformed the Gaudiya Math. But since he couldn't do it within the society, therefore he had to start his own society. But technically speaking, yes, Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur's Gaudiya Math is what was renamed ISKCON, and what is now Gaudiya Math, or many Gaudiya Maths, are not necessarily the Gaudiya Maths of Bhaktisthanta Saraswati Thakur, but we shouldn't also necessarily be so proud, because not necessarily every part of ISKCON is also the ISKCON that Prabhupada set up. Just the name or being incorporated doesn't necessarily mean that the substance is there. And so it's actually a legacy. It's a duty of devotees to know what it is that Prabhupada established and to protect that. To really be a protector of Srila Prabhupada's values, primarily in their own lives. Because that's something that we really have absolute control over. And then others, family, temple, yatra, you get less and less control or influence over those areas. So that's the real litmus test. Will ISKCON in 100 years, now this is 35 years, Prabhupada's experience. That's a long time. It's almost two generations. Will in 50 years, 100 years, 200 years, ISKCON be the same ISKCON that it was? Or at least, it doesn't have to be the same ISKCON that it was, because we don't want it to be the same society that it was when Srila Prabhupada was with us, because it was a bud. So well, we want something to flower, to grow. But into ISKCON that Prabhupada wanted it to be. Well, those are some thoughts. And if you just want to pursue that line of thought or thinking, then let's talk about that.
Guru, there's maybe a complacency there that you could, some devotees think about Lord Chaitanya will already make everything happen. Just like when Krishna showed Arjuna and he said everyone's going to be killed anyway. It's just whether or not you want to take
it. They may make it happen, but they may not make it happen through a scar. Materialistic, non-devotional people who are chanting Hare Krishna, becoming famous and making mantra yoga very successful. We were famous for chanting Hare Krishna. We're not so famous anymore. But other people are chanting who have no faith. Mayavadis don't have faith in folks in them who are doing it as a business and make their livelihood. Innovation is part of the essence of Krishna consciousness, but it's innovation keeping intact the principles and the mood and the direction that Prabhupada gave things. So so many things that need to be done. In fact, just recently I was seeing these many nice quotes from Prabhupada. How Prabhupada many times said this thing, that I've given you the framework, now you fill in the structure. So, like, Prabhupada was with us for 12 years, so he gave us the framework, but didn't just want to leave us like that. Just like when you start building a house, you have a real rough framework of a building, but then you've got to decorate it inside, and you've got to hang in chandeliers and furniture and floor and decorate it on the outside, and you have to landscape. That's all part of it. So we need to preach, we need to spread Krishna consciousness, we need to be Krishna conscious ourselves. Why shouldn't the Bhakti Riksha? But you should know. right and wrong, not to ask what's right and wrong.
If the plan is there,
you may not be able to do everything all at once, but sometimes you may have to prioritize due to circumstances. That's understandable, but still, the vision should be very clear, like you said, prasadam, books, harinam. The vision should be very clear, and that shouldn't be compromised, and then make some kind of strategy. How are we going to realize that? And if the strategy doesn't come through, then you rework the strategy again, and you make the same. But we keep the same foundational principles, and we keep the same goals that Prabhupada wanted. You know what Prabhupada's primary goals are, and what are his secondary goals. You may not be able to do everything all at once.
What are some of the deviations that occurred in the Gaudiya Math that caused it to be something other than what Bhaktisiddhanta intended and that Prabhupada picked up on?
Just basically a lack of preaching.
Lack of preaching.
A lack of preaching mood or taking on the austerity that meant to go out and preach. And to do it not only just in India, but to do it internationally. So the idea that I have a temple or some kind of center, and people will come to us, and because people come to us, we're successful, and from that we can maintain ourselves. So that was sort of the basic flaw. Otherwise, Prabhupada said many of them were very strict as God, by their strict sannyasis, strict Vaishnavas. They followed the principles, so that wasn't the issue. But we use this word outreach, because you can get to a certain level of success where you can maintain your premises and you can maintain your followers just by income and by people who come, but then that stops the outreach, and then it becomes a very closed circle. However, and ISKCON, we do that in ISKCON also. There's certainly a lot of scope, just like I saw in the period of time that I was here from 1980 to whenever it was, that there's a certain dynamic in terms of how we reacted not so much here, but more down south, to the presence of the Indian community. And devotees from Indian background who are very easily, very naturally attracted to Krishna, Krishna consciousness. They give support. And as a result of that, the amount of actually preaching that we have to the other 95% of the people who live in this country is really limited. And I mean, that's not a secret that everyone notices. And but our businesses, we're not, we don't preach to a select. We have no problem with preaching to people of Indian origin, Asian origin. But that's not what our remit is. Our remit is to preach to everyone. So I mean, we need to focus on the other 95% and have a very strong and clear strategy how we're actually going to realize that. So once again, why? Because. And it's not because that was the plan, but circumstance I was involved is that it's much easier to ask. It's much easier to ask Raj to give a donation than to just give a donation to some other white person who walks in the temple. Well, then it's very natural, and therefore, because ultimately you require finances to maintain Krishna consciousness, then if you become hooked into that financial base, you also have to maintain it. And then there's only so many certain devotees, and so it becomes a catch-22 situation. And obviously the way to break out of that is that those same people of Asian origin recognize that we got to make this other 55-odd million people in this country Krishna conscious as well. And this movement is not, it is not a movement for just Hinduism, it's a movement for giving Krishna consciousness to everyone. Aside from those who are naturally attracted to it, and we are Hindus, and devotees, and it's no longer what is, you know, what did the Gaudiya Math do? It's the thing is, what did Iskand do or not do? And so, getting back to Srila Prabhupada, a real observance of Prabhupada's Tiro Bhava or Abhir Bhava, his disappearance or appearance, is what are we doing? And of course, the first thing that what are we doing is how we're actually reinvigorating our own spiritual lives, because ultimately that's our main responsibility to Srila Prabhupada, is to make Krishna consciousness a reality in our own lives and go back home, back to Godhead. Whatever else happens with ISKCON and Gaudiya Math, the Catholic Church, or the whole world, that's another thing. But our real duty is that we're becoming lovers of Krishna. That's what it means to be Krishna conscious. Business, full-time business, and it really requires a lot of effort. It doesn't happen by accident. You don't become Krishna conscious by believing. You have to do more than believe. You have to really put that belief, that faith, into very serious practice to make it happen.